Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
Last evening, we heard the president following the Supreme Court's historic ruling on presidential immunity.
Now the American people have to do what the court should have been willing to do, but will not. The American people have to render a judgment about Donald Trump's behavior.
As team coverage continues, WOKV's political and legal analyst Rick Mullaney with the JU Public Policy Institute weighs in. The Supreme Court carving out, Rick, a significant new standard for presidential immunity from criminal investigation. What are your takeaways here?
Well, Rich, I think in general, if you want to look at this opinion, it really kind of falls into three buckets for what the Supreme Court did. First, for unofficial acts of the president, he is not immune. Second, for some official acts, he has absolute immunity, and that would be, for example, foreign policy. And it included, as they stated their opinion, his conversations with the Department of Justice. But there's a third bucket, very important, official acts for which there may be presumptive immunity, and that presumption could be overcome with rebuttable evidence. And what the court did here is they remanded this back to the trial court to make a determination as to the allegations in the indictment as to whether these were official acts or whether these were unofficial acts. And if they're unofficial acts, the president, of course, is not immune. If there's official acts, they need to determine whether there's presumptive immunity and whether that can be overcome by the evidence that the prosecution would present. Therefore, the prosecution is not over, clearly not over, but it is more limited. Overall, if you're trying to get a big picture assessment, this was significantly favorable to Donald Trump for a couple of reasons. One is because based on this ruling, highly unlikely, if not impossible, for the trial to take place before November. And second, he'll have a right to, and maybe an appeal after that. And second, the standard went a little further than maybe he was expecting, so he does have that immunity for official acts, some of it absolute, some of it presumptive.
One of the most stinging commentaries that came from the Supreme Court was from Justice Sonia Sotomayor, and that was, again, not the narrow but the more broad impact that this could potentially have using language around immunity and King and the like. Is that noteworthy for future cases, or is that likely a direct shot at the former president here, do you think?
Well, I certainly think you saw Justice Roberts and his majority take on that language and say, and was fairly critical of her language in doing that. And there's a divide. There's a divide in the public and there's a divide on the court as to whether the scenarios she gave are really legitimate under the framework that the majority has created. I think the majority was really much looking to the future and not just to President Trump. And they wanted to create that framework that I just discussed that includes unofficial acts for which there's no immunity, some for which there's absolute immunity, and some official acts for which there's presumptive immunity. But many of the examples that she was giving, I think some would argue, would fall within that presumptive immunity section, which means it could be overcome by rebuttable evidence of the prosecution. And in this very case, Rich, I think when it goes back to the trial court, they are going to find that this can go forward and that there is much evidence here that falls outside of that absolute immunity, and some of it which overcomes that presumptive immunity.
And yet the timeline looks like it falls well beyond the presidential campaign. So at the end of the day, if the former president is indeed elected in 2024, will it ultimately matter?
If it goes beyond, if he's elected, it ultimately will not matter. And clearly, from based on this opinion, it would appear that this is going to go well beyond November. You're just not going to see a trial before November. And if, as you said, if President Trump were to win, all of this would be moot. The prosecution most likely goes away.
Fascinating. And you heard the president, President Biden, talking about this, saying it sets a dangerous precedent and then there are virtually no limits on presidential power. Can he move the needle in some ways politically on this kind of a ruling and perhaps tie it into other Supreme Court decisions? And does that motivate anyone?
Well, I do think last night he was trying to take on Donald Trump and the Supreme Court. And for Donald Trump, he's using this ruling to highlight something he's talked about, which is, in his view, Donald Trump represents a threat to democracy, and this opinion makes him an even greater threat because he has even more broader authority, and he can do it with impunity. That's his argument. But he's also very critical of the U.S. Supreme Court, both in the Dobbs decision on election cases and now on this one. So President Biden has staked out a political ground here very clearly in taking on both the president and the Supreme Court.
WOKV's political and legal analyst Rick Mullaney with the JU Public Policy Institute. Always appreciated.